This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
It's the foundation, it's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, Guardian Radio Station 96.9, 12 to 2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation, it's the foundation. Foundation, it's the foundation. Foundation. It's the foundation, foundation, so it's the foundation.
The sixth edition of the...
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, May 16th. If you're out there celebrating a birthday, I say happy birthday to you. I pray that you continue to be able to thrive and move in the direction that you are called to in this space and time with the time that we have. I think it's very important that we understand that we ain't going to be here forever. Amen. We got to be able to make some things happen in this time, in this season, and make some stuff happen. Guys, we got a great show laid out for you. I want to be able to say to you, make sure you pick up your Guardian at the first top of the hour. We're going to have a good conversation with a friend of the show, and he's always here really being able to chop it down with us. And we are relentlessly trying to find out, in one way or another, we're doing our best to kind of unravel our position socially. That's what we're doing, the collective. In one way or another, as we step in, on the precipice of another era, should we look at another 50 years, we have to do introspection. And I believe that what we're seeing pop up socially to identify the fact that we're not necessarily moving towards ownership as a collective, as the Bahamians, as people that were born, birthed, and live here, we're not necessarily moving towards ownership. There has been sort of a relentless rhythm and approach going around this proverbial desert for a long time as laborers. And so now, as we're celebrating 50 years, we're seeing a lot of things pop up. And we're seeing this sort of a relentless pushback socially to say that, give me me, talk to me, give me me. And sometimes these fights and agitations aren't necessarily only for us. They are for the next generation. We've had someone really talk about that. I think the thing has evolved beyond him. I really do believe that it's evolved far beyond him. And I believe that we as the collective, as a community, despite our indifference, despite the fact that a lot of persons would add to the conversation at the possibility, you know, they lend speculation to the thing. We understand that this is a fight for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you and reintroduce you to a very good friend and a friend of the show here, Toby Smith. Toby.
Hi, good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon,
brother.
To your
What's
listeners.
Happening with you?
Everything is cool. Good afternoon to all your listeners in the Bahamas and throughout the universe, I appreciate another opportunity to be here. Thank you.
Toby, this thing has evolved beyond you.
Yeah.
We said this a lot. You keep fighting. There's a lot of persons asking questions about this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are far off and lived under a rock for some time, I want to be able to introduce you to the conversation over the past few months or so, maybe even years. Let's just do that. From the former administration, there has been a commitment made to Toby Smith in the form of writing of some sort. Not necessarily a signature to solidify everything, but writing of some sort to indicate that he can be able to get the lighthouse for repair, rejuvenation, and an opportunity to be able to do the lighthouse project over on Paradise Island. This RCL project now that we've talked about most recently is a $100 million project here in the country. I want to be very clear about that. There has been sort of these allegations, ideas, and so forth and so on of who this can be. But I want to talk to you about it. Toby has been the Bahamian in this particular instance who's been fighting for this, made commitment by the former administration and this administration now. He's hoping to be able to acquire this particular thing. Now, we're not going to go into any depth and detail because I believe that there is something subject that you're working some things out to be able to make some stuff happen. So We want to be able to talk about the sort of a spirit of where we are right now. Toby, I want to be able to give an introduction to the Bahamian people and talk about where we are on this particular project as we move forward.
Right on. So, yes, it's to fully restore the Paradise Island Lighthouse. It's the gateway coming into Nassau Harbor. I believe that it should be restored. I've been trying for the last 11 years to restore it at absolutely no cost whatsoever to the Bahamian people, not an expense to the government. This is purely an investment that's being made by our company, which will restore it. And then as we make revenues, we'll be reimbursed on what that restoration effort costs. So we believe that that lighthouse should be fully restored. It's a representation of Bahamians on how we look after our historical buildings. The last lighthouse keeper lived there, and they left in 1958. Mm-hmm. So since 1958, it had a minor paint job or whatever throughout the years, but nothing major. And we're looking to bring it back to its former glory. So you'll be able to go over there. There'll be a separate dock. Have a burger and a beer and a lighthouse tour. We'll have an app so that you could learn in different languages the history of the Bahamas. It'll be a cultural immersion. And bring about a beach club. I think Bahamians understand completely when I say that we're being marginalized, that we don't have access to our beaches in Nassau or Paradise Island, for that matter. And the land on the western portion of Paradise Island is 16.65 acres of crown land. And it has a spectacular beach contained within that crown land. So I believe on creating access for Bahamians so that we can go over there and enjoy it and have the tourism dollars come in and support our craft, our destination. It will be a low impact, sustainable, looking at many forms of alternative energy to have a zero carbon footprint and to be able to have Bahamians as our primary focus as being the guests that we want to welcome over there and make it a world-class operation.
You know, we've been talking about this for some time, Toby. I brought you, you know, if you've listened to the conversation before.
You didn't get you.
Yeah. No, we've been talking about this for some time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always grateful to do this. Like I said, I believe that we're in a time and an era where there needs to be social agitation to identify some of the things that belong to us that we need to be able to fight for. I understand that this is the last piece of crown land on Paradise Island.
That's right.
Right? And, you know, I don't know whether or not this is for a great deal of persons who are looking at this as the proverbial acquisition of the sovereignty of who we are as a people. This is heavy. This is deep. Mm. Right? You know, because we are a superstitious people and we want to be able to know that we have something that we can hold on to. And this is, you know, for a lot of people, a test of an administration, a government, to see where their allegiances lie, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've been seeing you, been watching you, and watching with sort of bated breath and significant interest to find out whether or not you and your relentless push can be able to turn the tides. And not only your direction, let's just shoot straight. I mean, the concept and idea, we're going to put Martin Luther King on you. Mm. But the concept and idea of Martin Luther King has not been for liberation for him and his family. Mm-hmm. It has been for a people. Mm-hmm. And so this fight, whether or not it started off for you, has evolved into an idea that we all are watching with significant interest. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're watching this, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of things have emerged over the year, over mm-hmm. the over the time, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man is, he's involved in this. He has partnership in this. He's only a front man. There's a lot of things that came to the forefront. That's mm-hmm. first and foremost. We can break the thing down.
Mm-hmm.
The very first thing I want to know is, what is the contrast between what is being proposed by RCL with $100 million,
mm-hmm.
and what you are proposing. You're proposing something that's natural, that's sustainable, that's
yeah.
local,
yeah.
that can be able to provide significant opportunities for those locally.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing RCL provide is something that's big, really magnanimous. We're seeing other persons get involved and saying, oh my God, this could actually be significant funds for them and being able to chip away from our stuff.
Mm.
Talk to us about the contrast. And then I want to know whether or not this fight is as a result of the economic contrast that exists and what the expectation is going from there.
Yeah, okay. So if you look at, let's take another beach as an example, right? So look at just east of the Grand, right? Where people are using Cabbage Beach for the cruise passengers to be able to go over there and have access to the beach. So if you look over there and count the amount of people, I've been over there and counted, it's about 500 people, give or take. But what RCL are trying to do is, in their original environmental impact assessment, they're building it for, I think the number is 8,719 people.
For 3 acres. No, it was 70
for,
acres.
For over the private residential land that they have, and they want to call it a beach club, so they're going to have those people on the beach, right? So the impact of putting, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 8,000 people on the beach is going to have a significant impact. It generates a lot of waste, a lot of bathroom waste, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas our project is going to be between 200 and 500 people. It's going to be low impact. It's going to be like a small village over there for the beach club, with the architecture that's all Bahamian architecture, not some Mickey Mouse or plastic umbrellas or paved paradise to put in a parking lot. The impact is that our operation is all Bahamian. I'm not fronting for any foreign corporation. I'm not fronting for anybody whatsoever. Our investors are both private and institutional, where they're looking and have built upon their own property funds and are looking to expand what that portfolio is for the property fund. And this is a very interesting, attractive component that they'd like to have within it. And then you got private investors coming in there too that believe it's going to complement their investment portfolio. So over time, it will be that once I have a proven track record and can have audited financials, et cetera, then I'm going to be opening it up for more ownership amongst Bahamians. So I'm not fronting for anybody. There's absolutely zero. We refuse any foreign component in all of this. There's no partnership with RCL. RCL literally came into town recently. I made them aware that, hey, slow your ride. I've already applied. I already got an agreement, et cetera, et cetera. And then they just completely ignored me. Didn't want nothing to do with it.
But Toby, that's a professional approach. I mean, if there is a negotiation process, it's almost like hypothetically you going to the tender board and saying, hey, you need not apply because I've already put a tender in. Isn't this sort of the process of allowing business to rule out? Talk to me about
that. So there should be indeed a process, right? So if that process is that I applied in 2012 and then RCL, I mean, they won't even say when they applied.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When you look at the form, or you go online and Google Crown Land application lands and surveys, it clearly says that if you have any foreign component, there's a different avenue for you. Go to the Bahamas Investment Authority.
Mm-hmm.
So they get this, they get teas and biscuits and get welcomed in and all the rest of it. They go there with their suitcases and briefcases and suits and ties, and they seem to get this red carpet. Whereas Bahamians, if there's 35,000 Crown Land lease applications in there, surely, given that they're Johnny Come Lately, they should join the back of the line. I don't care how much, millions and billions they're throwing around. We don't know, in looking at the model of Coco Key, where they're also throwing around these numbers of millions and billions, They said that they've hired 350 Bahamians since 2019 in their advertising, right? In my discussion with the director of labor, he told me week before last that any crew member that comes off the ship of RCL are supposed to be in possession of a valid work permit. But they're filing off the ships by the hundreds. And I'm being told by the director of labor that, you know, they're supposed to, and if they don't have a valid work permit, then they're breaking the law.
Mm-hmm. I want to know this, Toby, because a lot of people are hitting me socially. I got a couple of texts here. This is, how much airtime is Guardian Radio given to this Toby character? He's on like every other day, and there are other Bahamians who have been going through the same thing mm-hmm. who could use this attention. And like I like to emphasize that I believe that, I'm here and I'm accessible to all those persons. If you want to be able to have that conversation, please reach out to me and I'll be more than happy to do that and give you an opportunity to platform. But more specifically, there are persons asking Toby.
Yeah.
They're saying to me, Howard, does Toby even really have a lease? Did he ever really have a lease? What is Toby fighting for? There's this kind of a murky area socially where there needs to be clarity to find out what are we, because I'm telling you, this thing has grown beyond you.
Yeah.
What are we fighting for, Toby? Talk to me about it.
Yeah, so let's go back to the point that you made earlier on about this has gone beyond me. I agree with you. This has gone beyond me. And this is not, you know, Toby stamping his feet saying, give me me. I am stamping my feet saying, give me me. However, I am also saying that Bahamians deserve the opportunity, right? So when it's that foreigners can come in and go to Bahamas Investments Authority, slide through the office of the Prime Minister and everything's cool, and you got Bahamians literally standing there waiting for their opportunity, waiting outside House of Assembly, begging for something, we all are in the begging line. And it's very frustrating when we're at the begging line that you see people jump in the queue. So yes, this has grown beyond me. I am fighting a cause for every single person that's put in a Crown Land application that is Bahamian. And many other Bahamians have reached out to me and say, man, Toby, you know what? I put in an application for Crown Land and I ain't hear nothing. Or I get this generic response that your application has been processed. So, you know, I'd like to know, when did RCL apply for any Crown Land? What lease are they operating on? Because originally they cited lease 1151. Which was 7 acres, which pushed completely over my beach parcel. They were already claiming it in slides, naming it Royal Caribbean Crown Land. And it came out in a recorded phone call where they were hosted by the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection that they didn't actually have a lease on that land at that time.
Well, I see a lot of calls coming in, Toby, and I got a lot of texts coming in. Persons just want to be able to find clarity and find out whether or not if this is a fight worth fighting that you can actually win, or if everything is said and done. Let me see if I can take this telephone call. Guys, please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720 or 422-4796. Call on the line with us live.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Good morning, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Hi, you okay? Toby again.
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm one of those that's waiting for Toby to win this fight.
Right on. Good statement. Thank you very much.
I think a win for Toby would be a win for the Bahamians. You know, I feel like, hold on, let me ask a question first.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Toby, did you reapply to the Prime Minister as he requested?
I affirmed my position. I gave him everything that's been put in already. An executive summary, the architectural renditions. I've already provided proof of financing. I gave it to them electronically, and I dropped off 3 hard copies following Easter Monday.
Oh, so you did reapply. Did you get any response from him as yet, or are you still sitting and waiting?
I'm not going to get into actually that, but I would like to see the minister responsible on my lease and let me get on with it. I appreciate that you're supporting me. Lots of others are supporting me. I want to say to everybody that's out there listening, I truly appreciate your support. And yeah, this is definitely bigger than me. I am fighting for all Bahamians. So those that are quietly sitting by the sidelines and watching what's going on, perhaps because they're intimidated to speak out, I feel you also. And I've always stood up to bullies for sure. I don't mind, you know, defending people that can't defend themselves. And That's what I'm doing. It's a passion that I have. I've been doing it for more than 11 years now. I taught my kid, shout out to Bianca, never give up. I don't know if anybody's seen the signs down by the Mallet Marathon, but there's a bunch of signs stuck up on the lamp poles, and you'll see the highest sign. It says, never give up. So,
And that's you. That's your push right now.
Yeah. I ask that because I myself was waiting to hear from them for years now, so right. 13 years.
There you go.
And I want to see you win because I feel like if you can win, I will go in with pieces of your argument and see if I can win.
Well, I'd be happy to support you. You know, today it's me, tomorrow is you. So I've reached out to Lovato Duncanson, who is now the acting or the director of Lands and Surveys. I'd encourage you as I do, I write sometimes, a few times a week on this matter to find out what's going on. And I agitated. I got thousands and thousands and thousands of letters and presentations and emails that, this has been a full-time job. This has been what my energy is spent during the day trying to get.
You're going up against RCL. I'm going up against Albany because Albany is moving closer and closer to my piece that I've been after for 13 years. And finally, they get what they wanted in I guess, just as short a time as RCL got theirs.
Yeah, I feel it.
I'm wondering if it's because our money is less or I don't know. I would have said we are black, two blacks for that, but obviously that's not your cry. But
man, they messing around with the honky. They messing around with whoever, man. They messing around.
We have a lot of telephone calls. I want to be able to take some calls like this, and I also want to take a commercial break before I get that. But Toby, you said something before we go to a commercial break, because I'm going right now. Uh-huh. You said that you affirmed your position, not uh-huh. necessarily reapplied. I want to talk about that when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. Let's do so and understand where we are collectively as a community getting to where we have to be. We're going to take this commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th. Get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games, our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most. All from one easy app, available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect. The Foundation on this beautiful Tuesday in my company today. In the studio, we have none other than Toby Smith, just being able to give us some updates in his position and his relentless push to be able to find a position. Now, Toby, when we went off, I believe that this is spurring a lot of sort of this social desire to find out whether or not there's a chance for me. Right.
Yeah.
We had the caller call in to say, what about me? What about some fights that I've had? I know that there are many people who've reached out to me and says, Howard, I've had a fight in the Family Islands. I've had a fight in Long Island.
Right.
I've had a fight here, there.
Yeah. Abaco, Exuma, you name it.
Yeah. People have been talking about these particular things. But what I want to know from you is we know that the courts have already made a determination that you don't have a lease. We also know that there has not been a lease signed with RCL International for this particular plot. And so we need to know, what are the expectations right now? There are, and like I said to you on the break, there are some people socially, locally, who've become rather disenchanted about this.
Yeah.
And that's only because of the culture and the conditioning of who we are as a people. There isn't a relentless push to fight. There is this initial push. And if it doesn't happen with that initial push, sometimes there isn't a second win to keep pushing, yeah. Right? So the conditioning says, man, you might as well let sleeping dogs lie. You might as well let this go. What Toby fighting for? What is his objective? What does he want in these particular instances? And so I want to be able to get a clear sense of the fact that there exists nothing formally on paper for this lot of land, only a relentless conversation about a path that they can possibly take. So tell me, what do you want to do from this point going forward, if everything falls in your favor?
So let me back up just a minute. So I have years and years of correspondence from the government, right? And there's also other documents that come into play that weren't available when the trial was happening initially. So the government, let's be clear, the government offered me a lease. That's abundantly clear. The reason that they offered me a lease is because we had an agreement for a lease. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We negotiated, and a lot of correspondence went back and forth of this negotiations that were happening. And the negotiations stopped in the form of them offering me a lease. It crystallized into this lease. So, yes, there was a lease. They did make me an offer for a lease. There was an agreement for a lease, right? And I've also got correspondence that are from government officials that are saying that, you know, they intend to move me and another party. Their approval to RCL was done around the same time, just shortly after their approval for me. So when you get a letter from Lands and Surveys that says approval, Crown Land lease, 2 plus 3 acres, signed, sealed, notarized, witness, return back. That's in black and white. That's in writing. When you get it from the Director of Lands and Surveys, there's no ambiguity in that.
But the courts actually identified that you didn't have this particular thing. So I'd like to know from you, because I'm hearing this and I want to be able to break it down to the bare bones for the listening audience.
Right.
And you know, for most time, I don't want to be able to make it sound, you know, basic, but I want to be able to, for everyone to ingest this information. There was a commitment made by the government as party, the government.
Yeah.
They've made a commitment, a collective commitment within their sovereign capacity to be able to say that we're going to afford you this opportunity.
Through a cabinet conclusion.
Through
exactly
a cabinet
right.
Conclusion.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They did not seal the deal in terms of absolute completion to ensure that all the formalities take place to identify that you can acquire this particular property and start your operation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the absence of this finite conclusion, this definite conclusion,
mm-hmm.
you exist in a space of limbo. Now, this limbo saying that you don't have it, RCL don't have it, no one has it,
yeah.
and that's where the argument comes.
Yeah.
So talk to me about that. Talk to me about if this is this, if there is no assured position for anyone.
Yeah. Right.
If all we're just having is a conversation.
Yeah. Then that's just talks.
All this is talks.
It's all talks, right. But when that conversation then shifts into let's get something in black and white and let's actually have dialogue and let's have meetings and witnesses and testimonies and affidavits and all these things that are all in writing of exactly what the trajectory is and a recapitulation of what was said. And it's all on official government documents that are sent to me or actually withheld from me, you know, into government memos to say, the lease has been perfected. Send it through to Toby. Once you got it, make sure that Toby gets a signed copy back. All these things that, you know, no problem. If that's what we need to do in an appeal, then, you know, then let the chips fall where they may.
You're giving me this sort of an idea that maybe I was lackadaisical in my approach and push. Because I, too, myself, have this sort of an envision of what government is.
Mm.
And I believe that this proverbial wall that we hit, sometimes you can't get over it. And then we look at ourselves. We look at our condition. We look at our community. We look at our position locally and say, you know, maybe we give up this fight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this. I have, and this is the first time I say this, people know this, but I have gotten a commitment from the Free National Movement in 2016 from individuals in the organization to say, how would you get this nomination for First Central Grand Bahama? And I had already received congratulations.
In writing?
I've already received congratulations, texts and so forth.
Yeah.
The congratulations was, Howard, congratulations, you got Central Grand Bahama. The candidates who actually celebrating acquired the position had called me and says, Howard, congratulations, you got in Central Grand Bahama. Right. I never believed the thing until I saw the thing in the papers. It don't exist until it's gazetted. That's how I've grown up.
Yeah.
The thing do not exist until I get it.
Yeah.
Now, the people who were working with me say, Howard, somebody else get it, let's let it go. After I got the congratulations, I said, okay, let's work on something else.
Yeah.
I worked in West Grand Bahama. The exact same thing happened. The exact same thing happened. I didn't get the thing. Mm. I said, okay, let's get it. I made a commitment to the party at that time. I said, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do the next thing.
Yeah.
I got a commitment. This is, Howard, we want you to be the chairman.
I
go on somewhere with this.
Yeah.
These are same principles and spirit that exist in the government that made a commitment to you that did not seal the deal. And if the deal ain't sealed, then it ain't no deal.
So if the government was to come to you, or if the FNM was to come to you with a letter that's signed by one person, two people, however it is, with a formal offer, right? To say, Howard, do you accept this offer, right? Or we've awarded you this constituency nomination, right? And you say, all right, cool, when do I start?
Because we talk in politics, there's a protocol associated with it. And the protocol is ratification.
Yeah.
Nothing matter until you're ratified.
Okay,
nothing.
So what happens if you were to receive a letter to say, Howard, we've nominated you, right? And next week you'll be ratified.
I got people who could call me right now and say that that happened to them and the ratification was pulled back.
Right. So if they were to, so they could say that, right? But if they were, if you were to have something in writing from the party that states precisely that, that you will be ratified next week, right? So you cancel your vacation, right? Your non-refundable deposit for your vacation, yeah? You make plans to be there and get ratified, and you get your nice new suit on and all the rest of it, right? And then you're going there with an expectation of being ratified, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right. And that's not unreasonable, Howard. You've been led down a road to think that, that this is the course that we're going.
See, but in our society, how it's set up like this is that there is, Grammy would say, the time is longer than rope, and there is an expectation for another opportunity right down the road. Your relentless fight in this position as it relates to RCL, I'm sorry, as it relates to the Paradise Island Lighthouse Project and being able to make these particular things happen, is there this fear that governments identify you as a disruptor and not afford you another opportunity in your own space? Or do you see this as the necessity to be able to show your next generation, your children, that this is the path that you must take for something that you believe in?
Yeah, I believe in it. It's a cause. Absolutely. And I say, I'm fighting this for all Bahamian people. I think it's absolute BS that we got to go through all this for Bahamians to have to fight for Crown Land. What, to do what, farm it?
Wow.
Even if we want to grow pineapples, which I've applied to do, right? By coupling, for instance, farmers in Eleuthera to assist them with greater farmland, which is crown land, which is good soil farmland, which has water to it and is available. And then coupling the producers, the farmers, with wholesalers and then the hotels and retailers and whatnot to try and couple that. But you know what a pain in the butt it is to go through all of that simply to try help farmers where they're just being kicked to the curb. So it's a let's look at history. Okay, don't worry about Toby. He soon could give up. They try to send the Axeman, Carla Carmena Case Bethel, to me on the 27th of February, right? So they made me this offer on the 7th of January, 2020. And just a few weeks later, 6 weeks later, they send this man, Carl Bethel, to try tell me, man, Toby, we're moving down the beach. You got a good offer, right?
And before you didn't take that offer.
What, to put me down? He want me to have a beach club on a honeycomb rock in the worst part of that beach, right? To make way for RCL. And then he's texting me, putting it in writing, that RCL are upset with me, given the favor that we're showing to you. Isn't there a mandate to favor Bahamians?
In spirit, but not in actual...
Well, clearly. I mean, what's their track record?
The concept of Bahamianization only exists in the spirits and the hearts of the Bahamians, not actually written in terms of what their expectations are. They talk about it like it exists, but it's not really there.
Right. So it's talked about when they want our vote.
Of course.
And then it's not able to reach them when they have our vote.
I got a couple of calls, and I see this telephone call coming in, guys. Please, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. Before we get out of here, Toby, I just won't be able to shoot straight with you. I just won't say this to you.
Yeah.
I got a significant amount of phone calls because persons know and they're listening to the show. This is Howard. Listen, man, this is the position. That's the position. This is what's happening. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is speculation, you know, things just throwing stuff at the wall. Mm-hmm. So there are calls that indicate that Toby has been offered something significant, substantial over the years, over this time, this process of his agitation, and he rejected those particular things.
No, that's untrue. So what was all right? So if you're applying for a job, right, as being the CEO of a company, and they tell you, hey, you know, we got somebody, maybe you could be do the valet parking for us. It's a good business. You could get, you know, $3 a car in tips. It's great. You should do that. And it's like, yeah, but I want to own the hotel. Yeah, but come on, man. You're being greedy. You're being unreasonable. Would you accept that? So has a reasonable offer been made to me? No, it hasn't. I absolutely completely.
So you agree that there has been offers made to you, but none reasonable. None reasonable about your expectation and what you've been fighting for over this course of 11 years.
So let's qualify. Is it reasonable that if I have been fighting for, at that point, it was 8 years, for me to be offered a lease for exactly what we had agreed to, and that was agreed to by negotiation. So originally I asked for all of the western end of Paradise Island, knowing that, you know, aim high and then you could negotiate somewhat.
But isn't this you landing on the moon? Is this not you landing on the moon now by you being able to say these things? What they offered you prior? The honeycomb rub is not the moon for you.
No.
Okay.
It's more like Uranus.
Listen, Uranus is further than the moon.
All right. So
now, if you're meaning something else,
no, I'm not meaning it. So why is it? Why is it? Right? Why can't Bahamians have a nice piece of the beach? Why are we put off? Imagine this, right? Imagine that RCL now want Montague Beach, yeah, and they say, well, then go use somewhere else. Go to Yamacraw. No. We actually want to be able to use Montague Beach. Thank you very much. And they're like, no. We're royal. Yeah, we're royal. And we'll let you clean our towels. And when we're finished, you can clean the toilets. And they even said it, that when our ships aren't in town, then Bahamians can use it. What kind of manner of Uranus is that?
We're not talking about the planet anymore. I recognize this.
Yeah, yeah.
We're still talking about the planet?
Yeah. You're the moon. I said Uranus.
We're way out here. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts before we get into this. How would I believe that the texter may be saying that there are thousands of plights from Bahamians? What makes your fight more significant than others?
It's not.
Who may be experiencing a fight for life, a fight for justice, a fight for legal assistance, a fight for against victimization, a fight of protection from the ruling class. There is suspect privilege in this push.
Confirmed privilege.
You get it?
Not suspect, confirmed.
This is what this attack is coming through, right? So
I stand with all of those examples. If there's an injustice, if there's a financial injustice, a criminal injustice, I mean, you got this guy in Grand Bahama that's posting on Facebook where his wife was killed and another family member in a car accident. They can't get responses. These kind of things are all causes that Bahamians are fighting, and this is just one cause. Does that mean that I'm the only cause? No, absolutely not. I have to decide if I agree with that or not. Does it marry with my principles and morals or not? And if it does, I'll stand up alongside others also.
Let's read this. It says, Howard, you lighten up on Toby like that, man. He says, can he clarify what he meant by reaffirming his position? Did he actually reapply? Yes or no? Because if he didn't, then we'll definitely use that against him, right? That's a position, that's a text that's actually coming through.
Yeah, so reapply means that I start the process again. You agree? Like, go down the lands and surveys and pick up an application form and put today's date on it and reapply. It could negate all of the work that I've done before, and they could tell others, hey, put in your application, right? Toby, you reapply, and now we've got 10 applications and, oh, Toby, you reapplied, but you're number three on the list. Well done.
So essentially this reaffirmation or the reaffirming.
I just affirmed. You want
to
know
what? So the affirming is just this, what you're saying to us. You say it to the prime minister in writing that this is what I've done prior.
Yes.
And essentially this push in the courts and this push on this particular matter is trying to be able to hold your space at the front door.
That's right. I affirmed what I said I've always been doing. You want something from me? I'm not going to reapply and start all this process again, but I will affirm so you have something that's current in writing of what my commitments are.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can take this telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hello, Howard. How you doing?
Hey, Sparky. Well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Toby. Howard, I made it but from two station breaks. Now you tell me I only have 30 seconds.
What's up?
Well, you know,
and you're 27 into him already, Sparky.
Go ahead.
Howard, that is unfair.
I only put you like that was me. That's Toby.
Oh, you know, Howard's gonna tell me I got 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
But anyway, that's unfair. You know, Toby, I don't know what to say. You mentioned Montague Beach a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
I was also thinking maybe not this government, maybe a following government in the future might sell Sanders Beach. On Goodman's Beach.
Yes, so Goodman's Bay is already under consideration. I don't know if you've heard that or not, but an application has been made out there.
We're going to have stand billing pools in our markets, and we're not going to be able to go on no beach no more.
That's right. So why can't we enjoy Paradise Island Beach instead of getting pushed about by royalty?
They can move us from the beaches and allow us our little 21x7. I was born 72 years ago before most of these people even knew where the Bahamas was.
Yeah. So they're gonna push this down now.
One time I gotta walk out to directed Esplanade. Then you can sell that beach.
Yeah,
you sell the beach right in front of the what the bad place name? Who had the number houses? I think. Where he gotta look at the beach at one time. Now he gotta look up at Barrianoville or whatever it is.
Yeah, so now we've got
a building now.
But bear in mind, RCR, right? I done shove them down. I done shove them back. So they stomp in. They try stomp over me. Look, you see them in the news. They backing up. So Bahamians have the power of the voice. They have the power to stand up and push. And what I'm doing is working. Because RCR done back down, and now we need to push them further.
Okay, so we're going to give them my time now because see, the producer has cut me.
Yeah.
I always get them cut because other people talking while I try to get my point across.
Go on, then.
But what I'm saying is, Toby, listen here. I mean, I try to find out, why is it that the Bahamian people who born here, mother and father was here, who stood up on Fortune Castle when the flag went up for the first time, why are we being treated so bad?
Because
why is it that any foreigner can walk off a private jet with a briefcase and a gray suit and a blonde and blue eye and walk into any one of the prime minister's office and 2-3 weeks later we see them digging shovels so they can build this and that.
And tell us pick peas. Tell us pick peas.
And then a Bahamian.
Yeah.
A Bahamian. Okay, Uncle Toby, excuse me when I say this the way I say it. Be careful with me. When I say we've heard you on this show and people ask, how come Toby getting airwaves all the time?
Yeah.
But basically, we've heard you on the show, and we're hearing the same thing over and over from you, you know. The same questions being asked by different talk shows, and you there giving the same answers over and over, nothing changing, nothing moving. The same thing I did about the Crown Land and Farm Land and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Toby, listen to me before I go. I've been asking for Farm Land for Mr. Penland was in power. I mentioned every prime minister. I finally got 2 acres of farmland off Gladstone Road back in 1921.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now I also got a grant of some funds to start my farm, Toby.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't have to pay back, but I have to do the farm. They've been encouraging Bahamians to get into farming so we can stop importing farm goods and we can grow our own farm goods right here. This is the encouragement they're telling Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have the farm. I have the documents right here in my lap while I talk to you in my bed. I took Dozer from Dozer Heavy Equipment down there yesterday. Dozer has already been paid to clear my land down and turn the soil over and this and that and the next. But guess what? The government has promised the farmers down there, over 60-something farmers, to start their farm. But the access road off of Gladstone Road to the farm area that they've designated to us has not been done by the government. It has been moved from our agriculture to the Ministry of Works. They put it out to tender. They said they found heavy equipment places to do the road, the access road to the farm area. Sparky. That hasn't been done yet from 1921. I just went down there in a big truck to the farm area. I got the pictures to show that me and Kirk Knowles from Dozer. And he's already been paid to clear the land away. And we can't get to the land because the government has not done the true road yet.
Sparky, it's 1 o'clock. I need to take this break. I don't know if you want to call back.
But I like what you're saying. What do I do?
Call back and let's talk about it because I like
that. How do I get the farm started if we got to get to the area?
Sparky, I got to take a break. I thank you so much for your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a conversation about our position, acquisition, and being able to move forward in our place, man. We're having a good conversation. We're enjoying this. We're here with Toby Smith. We're going to take this commercial break. Go to news and be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
Introducing Wendy's new Chimichurri Cheeseburger.
Chimichurri.
That's how you pronounce it. Let it roll off your tongue. Then get ready for some ridiculously good flavor. Fresh, herby, garlicky, green, chimichurri. It'll feel like a relaxing backyard get-together with friends on a Sunday.
Put in a burger.
Come meet Wendy's new Chimichurri Cheeseburger with our new Dave's Craft Lemonade. Wendy's different inside and out.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company held Toby Smith over just by a little smidget because I wanted him to kind of field it up. I wanted him to give me a conclusion to the matter in terms of what we're talking about. I know socially we as a people, we have a very short wick as it relates to our patience for expectation of moving forward. This isn't busy. I believe that this is productive. So I want Toby to be able to speak to these particular matters to kind of seal the deal. We're going to take a commercial break and get back. Toby, I'd like you to be able to speak to the people. Take these 3 minutes and do that.
All right. Thank you, Howard. I appreciate you extending the time over for me. So people that are listening, I hope that I'm not recycling the same information over and over to you. I hope you can see that this is a good opportunity for Bahamians at large. We're going to have greater beach access. We're finally going to be able to get some crown land that we could all enjoy together. I appreciate everybody that's supporting me vocally and writing and calling in on the radio and whatnot, supporting me and in polls and whatnot. I really, I'm glad that we could connect on that. And I think what I'm doing is right. I've always taken the moral high road in this. And for those of you that support me, but quietly, and you're sitting there and keeping your personal opinions to yourself, I totally respect that. And I feel that you're hoping for victory for me also. And unfortunately, in this country, sometimes if you speak out against things, then you get penalized for it. So I understand why some people are quiet in these situations, that they have their own faith and ideas, and they don't want to risk what they have for the sake of their families in speaking out about injustices. But all of those that are listening, that are supporting, this is growing bigger and bigger. It's just an example of what's happening with one Bahamian company, and you know, this story resonates and replicates across our country, unfortunately. And It's the opportunity for this administration of government, I believe, to do the right thing and say, let's give Toby a chance. Let's get it up and running. If I fail, then so be it. But give me the chance to be able to succeed. Let's build a world-class destination that Bahamians are proud of. Bahamians, I've got, and residents, I've got some surprises for you with regards to access and whatnot, that I am keeping those cards close to me because, unfortunately, when I say stuff, then some other big conglomerate comes out as if it's their own ideas. So thanks for being able to let me wrap things up, Howard. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And thank you, everybody that's listening.
I wanted to give you that time and the opportunity because a lot of persons just need to be able to hear the sum of the matter, right? They need to hear a conclusion. This is what we're fighting for.
Right.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the contribution. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick commercial break. This will be the first one. And then we're going to get back right after this.
Thank you.
The foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Make your morning sizzle with breakfast from Burger King Nassau. Enjoy not one, but two delicious sausage and cheese croissant sandwiches made just for you for only $5.75, including VAT. This breakfast classic is made with Burger King's savory sizzling sausage and melted American cheese on that classic buttery croissant you love. So say hello to sizzling mornings at Burger King with two sausage and cheese croissant sandwiches for only $5.75, including VAT. Only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
My Gateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. My Gateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out! In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts. Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who pop? Part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Listen, the lines are still open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we can do that. Please give me a call, 323-6232-325. 431-6325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence, 242. Or this is a toll-free call. 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. So Toby's not here. I'm here. And I like to give simplicity to it. I really do. I like Toby. I really do. And I think like a lot of you, I am, maybe like some of you, I don't know if it's a lot. I don't know how much, what's the percentage. But I see this fight not for Toby. And that's why I articulated like that. It's just not linguistic ability and desire to be able to lull you over with these kind of words. I believe this. Sometimes we are in fights and we commit ourselves to some things that is predetermined in our lives, that this is our lot in life, this fight. That you may not necessarily be the king, but there is a fight for the kingmaker. Now, we don't necessarily know what that is or who that particular person will be. But as I see this, I don't know. I mean, I want to help and being able to have this conversation, but there needs to be clarity. And I've given up that fight. I have. I told you, I just want to be very clear with you. I admire people like Toby and all the others who continue to be able to fight against this system that exists. Got a couple calls yesterday that says to me, sometimes, how would you, no need to take it here. I accept that. I ain't gonna fight you. Accept it. One call in particular that indicated to me that you're being a hypocrite. Yesterday, we need not revisit the conversation. GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com. Check it out on Spotify. Check it out on GuardianTalkRadio.com. We had a great conversation yesterday. I will not repeat it in the spirit of decency. But I got a call that indicated that I'm being a hypocrite. I said, what do you mean being a hypocrite? He said, don't you have aspirations to move towards this space politically? I said, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. I mean, if everything is what it's supposed to be, then maybe. He said, but you're being hypocritical. Because when you get in this space, you'll have to do the exact same thing. I said, this is absolutely bananas, sir. It's a conversation that I'm having yesterday after the show. I said, this is bananas, sir. Are you saying to me that for me to involve myself in what I believe is national progression and growth, that there may be something untowards that I have to prepare to step in? This is bananas. I said, this is a forecast that you're giving me. And no one forecast this. And so my conversation here, my position with you here is that, is there a social expectation that these things happen? Because I said this, we see it in so many subsectors of our society. We see this in the church. We see this in politics. We see this in the schools. We see this in the administration for governments, in government administration. I'm not talking about politically. I'm talking about actual administration. We see these particular things. We see there are significant tears, hierarchies. This is like a proverbial cafeteria in middle America. There are subsectors everywhere. You got your jocks here. You got your goth here. You get your cheerleaders. You get your this. You got, I don't know. I don't even know all of the subsectors. But that's what we're seeing in our society. And the one thing that exists that does not present itself is unity. I had a conversation yesterday. I tell you, I talk my guts out yesterday after the show. Normally, I like to preserve myself and just listen to my wife talk. I try to. Sometimes I got to get involved in the thing. I listen to talks. This is what she did today. You wouldn't believe what happened. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. But I was talking after the show. And one of the things that I said, I said, you know what? We've lost the spirit of nobility in our country. I'm not talking about the exceptions now. If you're an exception, praise God for you. There exist exceptions. I seek out and look for the exception to engage day to day. I look for you. I look for you on Facebook. If some of you go check your spam on your Facebook, because I'm your friend. But I look at your face, I say, this face is familiar on my Facebook, on my LinkedIn. I say, this face is familiar. I read your profile, I see what you would have been doing over the years, and I engage you. If y'all, some of y'all look, you would see Howard Grant in your thing. Maybe about 10 people. I engage you. Now, I never get no response because I'm not your friend on Facebook. But nonetheless, whenever you see that, reach out to me. I look for those persons who has this aura of nobility, that you exude this kind of an idea that it can be done, that you walk on a day-to-day basis with this idea that we could move in conviction and do the right thing and still see productivity. That's the exception. The rule is sometimes you got to get dirty to play the game. That's the rule in our society. The rule is, well, God, no, I need to survive. That's the rule in our society. The exception is, I can't do that. It's not much of them, but they exist. And so I always try to engage persons. I don't know Toby's personal business as it relates to this. I know his fight. I know his fight is my fight. I could give you more and more and more of my business for you to understand that I have been to the precipice of change. I got an opportunity, and I care not to go deep into my business because I ain't like Toby. I ain't getting no court or nothing like that. I got an opportunity. I brought my partners from the States. I met with ministers. We pitched this concept and idea. We had great opportunity. This person, my partner in the States, had every equipment that you could imagine the thing was done. But, you know, because of who I am and because of what I know, nothing is done until it's done. Till the ribbon cut and your name on the thing and you could sign Krieger name on the paper. Talk to me. And you could sign somebody else's name. It ain't real. And even then it ain't real. We see, as we see. Let's be very clear. I pitched this to some people that they're listening. They know who I am. They know what I'm talking about. They say, Howard, this is an amazing opportunity. We incorporated the company. We did all these particular things. And it just didn't go anywhere. I went home that night and I said to my baby, to my wife, I said, baby doll, listen to me. Next year this time, we wouldn't even remember what it was like to be living in certain things. It's amazing. I couldn't even sleep. I was floating on the top of the bed. And then this dark cloud emerged in the room and shake my sleep and say, don't forget, baby, you in the Bahamas as a young Negro boy. That's what the cloud tell me. This is proverbial. I didn't tell you no actual cloud come in my room. I'm saying to you that in the midst of this jubilance, I recognize that there are some significant fights that I will be presented. And some people have identified that it's easier to join the other team as an ambassador for the people who seek to subjugate you. And hopefully you could end up with the crumbs. That's what a great deal of us are fighting for, crumbs. We want a bigger morsel of crumbs. Almost like, you remember the mouse from Cinderella? You say Cinderella from Cinderella? They were fighting for crumbs. You remember this? This is what they survive off of. This is what they like. They pursue that, but the bigger chunk is great. There's no expectation that we can take the whole hog or the cheese. I like to talk like this with you guys. I really do. And I just want you to know that my heart is in it for the Bahamian people. I have to be able to question myself. If I get involved in things, would I actually be stepping into this area of perceived corruption? If I get involved in these particular things, do I have to yield my convictions to be able to acquire a couple of dollars? If I get involved in these things, do I morph everything that I've built over the years to be able to acquire something that's going to change the course of history for myself and my family? That's all I keep asking that. And then I keep asking myself, how can I be the man that I desire to be? Like this. Nobody could do this broke. How would these articulations and pronouncements and all these things about what life is and what life can be to my kids, daddy broke? It's bananas. And that is life in the Bahamas. And so many people try to turn off that dream with some rat bat. Talk to me. Let's be very clear. Has it changed over the years? Has it gone from rat bat? What is it, Barton now? My cousin used to say a rooster crash. The thing, I'm sure it's aristocrat. He called it a rooster crash. It was too much. People try to turn off that switch of hope, that beam, that light that continues to exude from them, that keeps them up at night because of the tribulations that exist in reality. The stuff that exists here. What happened to men like Paul Adderley, A.D. Hanna, Milo Butler? What happened to these men? What happened to the spirit of these men that exist in our society? I've come to the conclusion that there, over the past 20 years, there are so many politicians that I cannot even remember. You have made absolutely zero contributions to this country, to your constituency, that your name, unless we are engulfed and entrenched in politics in this country, I need to be able to give a reference point. Your name is insignificant. It has gone off into the ethos, into the ether. It has meant nothing. You have not anchored it down with a project or anything. You came in this looking for a job. Ain't no jobs in here. This is about life change and community change. Pick up your Guardian newspaper. I just want to know whether or not Arinthia Komolafe recognized that. You pick up your Guardian newspaper and just be able to read a few things. This is Pintar tells the FNM, if we want to beat the PLP, We have to be united. And then the caption goes on, former Democratic National Alliance leader Rithik Komolafe greets Free National Movement leader Michael Pintar at last night rally-style meeting. This is absolutely bananas. All caps loud, two octaves higher. Bananas! Why? Por qué? Por qué? Por qué? Por qué? Why? Not why the unity, not why the desire to be able to connect, but why now? Why? My God. I'm just looking at the thing. There's also a caption here that says, Gibson's ex may testify in person. Gibson loses his bid to stop the trial. Lines are wide open. Be a part of it. 323-623-3225-4316-325-4259-325-242-300-5720. Hit me on the text 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Lines open, guys. Oh my God, I just want to be so honest with y'all. I get to hate this kind of layout of democracy in this country. Hate. I try not to use hate. It's one of those easy things that we could be able to show disdain, you know, this sort of an idea of a rejection, right? It's just so casually used in our country, but it has such a significant implications. I get to truly dislike. Let me be more decent and think about this thing accordingly. I cannot hate the Constitution. I cannot. I cannot hate the rule of law that exists in this particular space. It has existed. It affords us opportunity for growth and development. It is a structure sound document that if applied accordingly, we can be able to find a true sense of growth and there be productivity socially. I believe that. I believe that. What is the bile, that kind of that film that you feel riding up your esophagus just before your belly hurts and you feel like you need to hurl, the bile thereof is the collective position pronounced or by disposition of men and women who have yielded to the mortification of this constitutional position in our country. They've yielded to the change that men have made and have given up their sovereign authority to contribute to national growth and development by saying stupid things like it is what it is. It disgusts me. I'm just trying to be decent today. It absolutely disgusts me that you don't even have a bit of fight left in you. I'm trying to explain to you, I know Paul Adderley Leem. Whilst you were in there and you're saying to me that Paul Adderley had aspirations to be leader, nothing on paper says to me that he's moving towards this. I'm trying to explain to you that there are men and women that surrounded leadership of yesteryear that contributed significantly, that we will never forget about them. Loftus Roker have lived two lifetimes, and I am geeked to meet the man. Crazy. I feel like a little schoolgirl. Oh my God, Mr. Roker, thank you so much for taking the conversation with me. You just served two terms ago. I can't even remember who you are. I got to go look for you. What y'all doing, man? What y'all doing? When are we going to contribute to national growth and development? All you're doing is fortifying a lie within your organization. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. That's the caller.
Good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Good, good, good. Listen, I hear you talking about your pipe dream, what you had, the pie in the sky, right? Listen, I had one of those two. I had one of them two from the government. Actually, from both governments. I don't want to say too much because I actually kind of left the country, but I still have family back in Nassau. So I'm just going to say this. I do air conditioning work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did this bid on for the stadium on some air conditioning work.
Mm-hmm.
The guy told the people who was in charge of the stadium, the NSA at that time, said, okay, so you won the bid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He called mm-hmm. me back. I went home just like you, feeling really good.
Huh? Excited. We geeked up.
Excited. He called me back like 3 days later. He said, Mr. XYZ, well, I got some bad news.
Hey, let me tell you something. You got to watch out for them 3 days, you know, because Christ died on Friday and then Monday he raised. But it'll sometime happen the next way for us. We just die on Monday. It's too much.
Listen to what he told me, Mr. Grant. He said, man, listen. You lost the bet. I said, you mean I
lost
the bet? He said, you had the bet. I said, what happened? He said, listen, the minister came in here and said, this bet for XYZ. And here was his explanation as to why I lost the bet. He said that my demolition price was too low.
Mm.
Not too high. My demolition price was too low. Boss, you don't need to do nothing much for demolition. It's the price for the installation that is really what drive it up. The man said my demolition price was too low. Listen to me. I had another opportunity down to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing this when they were building this hospital. I said, listen, mm-hmm. I specialize in chill water system, right? I said, what they doing down there, it ain't right. They can have problems with it. Well, of course, you know, I'm a small black boy. They ain't wearing nothing from a small black boy.
Mm-hmm.
So sad, so done. You know, for the past 3 years, they've been renting a chiller system. You all need to find out who get the rental contract for this chiller system. They've been renting a chiller system for the past 3.5 years because the chillers ain't working down at the hospital. But I told them from minute in, they ain't gonna have problems.
But what about the morgue? And they tell me the morgue working overtime, the air conditioning there?
Pardon me?
I said, what about the morgue? I get a couple calls to say that there's a possibility that they need to... Oh, they need to expand the morgue. Okay, yeah.
Expand the morgue, but that hospital gets problems with it, where they see.
My God.
But I had to leave. I left the country because there was too much red tape. I went down to a...
But it sounded like you were Nassau to me. Look at me. It sounded like I could hear Nassau in the background. You across the street.
I am in...
Don't tell me where he is, but are you here?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm in the Virgin Islands. I told you I left.
You were in the Virgin Islands.
Too much red tape. And listen, I went down there and I had no issues with getting any kind of work down in the Virgin Islands.
Hey, listen, carve out one little space for Howard.
No bureaucracy, no nothing.
Call me at 827-0111. Let's get something. See if I come down to the Virgin Islands. And also, I want one coconut and pineapple also. Praise God. My brother, I appreciate your telephone call, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, man. Calling all the way from the Virgin Island with our accent. My God. You're running people from the country to be able to place your incompetence and mediocre service around you to build a proverbial hedge of slackness around you. That's what you want? That's what y'all want? See, everybody's be so nice and decent on this radio. And I think that's what we're supposed to do. We got to be nice and decent. But let's be very clear. As we say these people are ill-prepared and lack professionalism, what we really mean is y'all dumb and y'all ain't ready. I mean, in our colloquial terms. Some. I can't put everybody in the bucket, but you know who you are. The thing just hit you in your chest. You felt it like, oh my God, what did I swallow? You need Pepto now. You know who you are. You're sitting in these positions and the only thing that many of us, many persons in this society are doing, just pacing till death. Child, I got bills to pay. I got this to do. I got that to do. Never making a contribution for change and content with where we are. That can no longer happen. We got to fight for what we believe in this country. I won't touch this, man. Y'all can give me some space. Give me some time. I got to touch this. Somebody text me and say, bananas. With at least 15 exclamation marks, is correct. This is absolutely bananas. I like Arinthia Komalafe. I really do. I think she has something significant to offer. I got to be able to hit you with this preamble because sometimes y'all really believe, based upon the proximity of our society, that you're talking bad but someone. This is the examples that exist in this space. These are the people that step in with this kind of a courage to do some things. Arinthia Komalafe possesses the courage, the wherewithal, the articulation, the temperament to be able to be an absolutely excellent leader in this country. I believe that she has significant to offer. I could remember Arinthia Komalafe's name. Talk to me. I know that in years to come, with her contribution, if given the space to contribute in any political organization, that she will do amazing things. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that as many women continue to cower in corners and talk about misogyny and what needs to happen and what doesn't need to happen and why men don't give this and give that, Arinthia Komalafe seeks to be able to grab her opportunities. I believe that. I believe that she sees it, identifies it, gets the support of her loving husband and her family, and she pursues these things through prayer. I believe that. I know Arinthia. But I also believe that sometimes you could come at the gate too early. Talk to me. The race ain't started yet. Amen? The race ain't started yet. Any photo op like this is bananas to me. You're wilding out. Big wild. It's worse than the five fellas in the park in New York where we watch on Facebook. Wilding. Y'all ain't wilding out. Wilding. This is wilding. Like Corey there. That's what this is. Big wild. Premature. Eager. Desperate. Stop it. The talent that you possess will leave, will not leave you. It will not leave you. The talent that you possess will not leave you. And your commitment should be to community right now. To identify the landscape of that community. To identify the layout of the political organization that you seek to be able to join. To understand their constitution. And forge the relationships necessary that when you find yourself in strategic positions that you move forward. That's the first part of the wild. The second part of the wild is, I've seen more than one conversation in the Free National Movement about who is coming in the organization as candidates. Big wild. The thing is crazy to me. Somebody text me and tell me the truth. You haven't even finished fighting yet. The ref ain't even called the winner. There is relentless conversation. Who is going to be the leader come the next convention for the Free National Movement, and how money is being thrown by strategic persons within the organization to ensure that they can find themselves nestled in the favor of the council. While others trying to give you the perception that we got it together. What are y'all doing? This is crazy. Hello? Hello, somebody? My son got me feeling like Joe Jackson. My son got me feeling like Joe Jackson because I said that, this is a little thing that he's getting prepared for in school. But I'm just... This is just bananas to me. You can't call me unless we're 18 months out from an election. You can't call me. You can't. You cannot have a conversation with Howard formally in any paper about what I'm going to do politically unless we're 15 to 18 months out from an election. You are wilding out, sir. This is the country, and I don't care about this perceived victimization, the thing real. It is not a game. It is real. Don't let the people kill you prematurely. Take your time. You can be there. If God called you to be there, you can be there. This is just Howard opinion. Let me see if I can read this. It's good day, Howard, Mr. Grant. Like your talk show, I have a question, please. Can you hear the difference between Jesus, G-E-S, Jesus' name and Jesus? Want to do a gospel CD in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm not going to fight you. Somebody text me something. They want me to respond to it. Howard, Your honest opinion, no government had won back-to-back since Hubert Ingraham. If election was held today, who wins the election? The PLP. You know that. There's no two ways about that. The PLP. The PLP wins today. Today. The PLP was assured a significant victory a couple months back, but you know, they're wavering now in terms of their conviction on certain matters. They seek to kind of do everything. They want to be a jack of all trades, right? They want to be able to touch every single matter and bring it to the forefront. They're not focused on one thing that has to do. And this is just me. This is just me from my observation. I don't see the PLP focused on a matter for national growth and development. I think that they're focused on a great deal of projects that can be able to lend to or solidify legacy, but not necessarily transform community. But nonetheless, even if they win by not necessarily a majority, I believe that the PLP would win. The FNM is not just short of their position. They don't know what's going on. I watch my good cousin out of Grand Bahama, all kind of things floating around. And I say my good cousin, you know, Isaac Grant, praise God. I don't have to go into deep conversation. All kind of things floating around about the possibility of leaving this established environment to be able to join this. But this is crazy. What are your people talking about in 2023? We can't even celebrate Jubilee properly? Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. That's the call I got on the line. Is he coming through? Did you leave me? Hello? You left me. Call back, guys. It says many former MPs in the 242 were non-factors. Big stinking facts. Thank you for saying it. I don't know who y'all is. I do not know who you are. I can remember the majority from 2007 because my mother was intimately involved in the thing. In fact, she was a member of parliament for the Free National Movement 2007 to 2012. But if we're going to be honest with you, I just don't know these people. I don't know. And I don't need to know you personally to come and meet you and sit down in the front of you at your feet and say, hey, how you doing? So hi, who's your ma? My God, who's your daddy? I don't need to know like that. I need to know your contribution, your conviction, your position, your standing up in the House of Assembly and being able to speak on and behalf of the Bahamian people, your constituents. I need to know that. I don't know none of y'all. Because the first thing I know about you is you say, well, hold on now. You don't want me to lose my job, eh? Say touch it, Howard. He said, take your time. Man, I like her too. But I'm tired of her, man. She need to take a break for a moment. She need to give us a chance to catch ourselves. She need to give us a chance to recover and have clear thoughts. I suppose as you'd say that about Arinthia. Y'all don't fight me. Arinthia has more courage than a great deal of women out there. Great women I'm seeing have a strong position on one thing or another. Great women. But they would not speak up for their constituents or even have a desire to affiliate with any political organization. They ain't gonna do that. And they're doing great things everywhere else. You say great things, but they ain't trying to put their hand in no politics. So when you see a woman doing that with the support of her husband, you got to be able to give her kudos and support her. Arinthia Kumalafe will do great. Can I be decent? Watch me be decent. Let the indecency come. Close your eyes very quickly. Let's play like I can say this. Arinthia Kumalafe will do great in the PLP. And let that just go over your head very quickly. Don't absorb it. That's where she come from. Well, so she know. I wouldn't pretend with it. I didn't go back. I didn't seek to go to the PLP. There was casual conversation and people threw some things at me. I said, but I don't know. I only go back to Grammy said, go with what you know. That's all I knew. That's all I came from. And I got bitten worse than ever. There's the next text that came through. It says, Howard, are you saying that Komala Afe has become either a political pawn or a political prostitute. Which one? I'm not saying any of that. You need to stop it. You're not going to slide this on my tongue and just kind of ascribe that on my tongue and chisel it out. I didn't say any of that. I'm saying that our contribution is needed in this country, that our convictions is desired in this country. We require that. I'm also saying that she could be politically assassinated because of a premature move by being able to show yourself in an area, in an environment where perception is reality, you show yourself affiliated. Too early. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Wherever she go, she's going to do great. With the two established organizations, she is going to do amazing. Cabinet minister out the gate if her organization wins. Of course, we know that. But you don't need to put a target on your back. 3 years out from the thing? That's wild. Big wild. Take a telephone call. Call you on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, cousin.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Everything good? What you say?
All is well.
Mm-hmm. Turn your radio down.
Yes, sorry. Why did you nominate you, man? You
stop it. Wait. Stop it. Right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Now go ahead and do your other contribution.
Hey, listen. I don't have nothing wrong. Nothing is wrong with no one. And I try to tell some of my PLD counterparts that it don't matter who's trying to be elected. If they want to run for a seat, let them run. You know, but hey, guess what? Your party desperate hours.
Nobody. Listen, you did two wild things today. First and foremost, you'd say, why did they nominate me? And now you're trying to be able to come back around with the thing. My party.
I nominate you, Howard. You have a passion.
Well, tell Brave then, man, because you're your party. Amen. So tell Brave, call Howard.
So in other words, nah, tell the Bahamian people. So that means if I tell Mr. Davis that, you leave the FNM then.
I have no affiliation with no political organization in this country. I have formally detached myself from all and sundry.
But now, let's be real now, bro. Remember where you come from.
From 8 Mile Rock.
I know your roots.
But you know one thing about rich roots.
Yes, sir.
Once it's planted in the soil, indigenous soil, it could grow anywhere. My God, let's get preachy quickly.
Howard, let me say this to you, right? I am from Grand Bahama. My family is from Grand Bahama. When, you know, Grand Bahama is basically a F&M town.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna lie. When your mother them was there, when they were, you know, under that government, led government under the F&M, they did a very good job in Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They did an excellent job. That's why I tell some F&Ms, the whole F&M's done gone. He said, when they pick it up, they must be getting in the one eye.
Yeah, but you can't keep looking back. See, the current FNMs, and this is what I did when I was running for Thingham, when I was running for chairman. I had a platform, right? My platform was unity. I had to pull, okay, everything fragmented. And even Free National Movement members will say things like, everything is so Nassau-centric. So it's an important thing to utilize technology to be able to unify all these people. That was one part of the thing. The second part is the headquarters on Nassau Street, expand that and make it a historic event to identify the men and women that contributed in the party. So when you walk in there, you could identify on the wall all over the place.
Persons like yourself with bright ideas, they can mash you down, they can ostracize you in the party.
No, they called me Little Boy, right? Like
right?
I used to,
they ostracize you. But at the end of the day, right?
Take a break.
That doesn't have anything to do with it. You have something to contribute, Howard.
Let me take my second break. Dwight, I appreciate your telephone call, man. Thank you so much, man. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take the second commercial break and get back right after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The
Foundation. Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
Fidelity, good for you. Shop
shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem Freedom Points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 9M. For more information, call 32-827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Before we wrap up, we got 5 minutes before we get out of here. Sis Howard, what are you saying? What is your view on the cannabis bill? As a man of God, how do you feel? How do you feel that as a Christian nation, we choose to fight against the plan that God made for us? This is a text that's coming through. Now, first and foremost, we got to be decent with this, and this is going to need an entire show to spread out, right? Now, you also know that I was a part of a cannabis committee, right? A medicinal cannabis committee, right? It was called BACARI, right? So I was associated with it, and I was a director on it, being able to agitate for these particular things. My conviction and my position and my faith. I've had significant conversations with my cousin, Elliot Marshall Hepburn, who has really initiated this particular concept. Now, he didn't put me on my board, and he, you know, he cussed me out for this. You know, he cussed me. Oh my God, he cussed me. I love him so bad. He cussed me, but he cussed me. He said, listen, you could go on these other people's board. And he said, I said, well, I didn't know. I talked to you about it. Big conversation. But nonetheless, we helped with Terry Miller being able to do some stuff like that. So this, to sum it all up, I think I have enough access to information to know that this can be able to see reform in our society. That the use, right? Usage is one thing. I don't know. I mean, what's the difference between identifying grapes and fermenting it to be able to use it and finding ourselves intoxicated as opposed to being able to pick the thing off the tree? I don't know. I just won't talk like this. I won't talk like this. If it can be used strategically to be able to see change, and that's why I always thought that medicinal had to be the forerunner in the conversation. It couldn't be recreational first. It had to be medicinal. And I've always, and he could tell you this, Elliot could tell you this, I've always said to him, you have to explain to the Bahamian people the medical value that this could bring to the community, because I'm not out here for a casual conversation for fellas just doing what they want to do eventually. But I'm not here at the forefront to be able to make those things happen like that. So I can't fight that. I can't fight those particular things. This is good. This is a good day. I voted for the last election. And if and this election was called today, I won't vote for them next time. Right? It says, I hear you. Read it. You say Jesus' name. Right? But you didn't say. Oh, so you want me to say Jesus? You want me to say Jesus? This is one of my good Rasta friends, obviously. You want me to say Jesus? You need to stop it. You need to stop. All right, so there's a Texas commissioner saying, hey, Howard. If election was held today, Free National FNM and the PLP will not be voted in. Both parties are in the same for the young persons like me. I will not vote for none of them. The PLP came in and raised taxes automatically, especially real prop taxes. Sad. It's time. Now, hold on. You could have fixed this. The PLP did not come in and raise taxes automatically. In fact, one of the first acts they did was slash it by 2%, and then they raised it elsewhere. Well, we knew that the shortfall had to come from somewhere, right? Now, I can give you 30 seconds, caller. You're on the line with us live. You got 30 seconds. I hope this is sparky. Go ahead.
Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
All is well?
Yeah, man.
Quick question. You think you got Cassius Stewart and Lincoln being on your talk show one day this week?
I could try it.
Please, man. You think them two would ever get together and say, come together as one?
You sound like you're trying to be a matchmaker. What is
no,
this?
No, man, I'm not a matchmaker. Listen, when you listen to Lincoln Bay and you listen to Cassius Short, you know, these two brothers, they're making a lot of sense, you know. I mean, they're making a lot of sense. I mean, the direction we're getting in right now, we'd be in trouble.
I got 2 seconds, but I can give it a shot. I can
all right, man, please, man.
Okay, my brother. Okay. You think this harmony.com people together? No, you need to, you do it too much, right? So it says Howard, singing for his supper, like Miss Black and Watson. Toby is right. So Howard singing for his supper, Miss Black and Watson. Oh, who are you talking about? How am I singing for my supper? Y'all people is really misconstrued things, you know. You need to stop it. The indecency is rich, emboldened, thick, italic. You need to stop. Pull your life together. Guys, that's been the show today. I thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in. Man, I had a good show with y'all. I thank you all so much for that. Listen, June 5th to the 9th, I will be in Grand Bahama. June 5th to the 9th, I will be in Grand Bahama. All right? We're setting everything up. I want you guys to be able to be a part of that. Give me a call, 801-827-0111. We're going to have some community conversations and talk about these stuff. I'm excited to make the thing happen. We're going to chop the thing down. Guys, stick and stay for Chivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful day, guys. You see you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.